Hello, mailroom.
Hey there, how's it going?
Boy, I'll tell you, 20 chromosome hour.
Oh, yeah, I got popular today.
Well, you know, you did complain to me a couple of weeks ago that you were having some difficulty with this newfound celebrity since you've been on the program. Is it getting any better for you, Kyle?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I mean, yeah. Like, people are asking me when I'm going to be on the air, and people are...
And it's just a pain in the neck.
I mean, people have been asking me, say, when am I going to be on the air? I said, sometimes I never know when I'm going to be on the air.
Well, we usually try to have you on in the 9 o'clock hour right about now. Britney Spears married over the weekend to Kevin Federline, and it's odd because he has, what, two kids? Two kids, and now
yes.
She's a stepmother having to take care of some of the kids. And mailroom Kyle was hoping that we can count on some things as a responsible parent you should just never say to your kid.
Well, that brings a good point. I just went out of town just recently, came back from, because my birthday was last week.
Okay, so back to the lead line again. I'm completely lost here.
Okay, let's go for it. We'll go lead line, but then my birthday was this last week, so.
Yeah, God,
well, happy birthday.
Please hit me with a pan. Yeah. Somebody, please, would you just smack me with a cast iron pan? I'm not kidding.
Just give me three things you should never say to your child.
Okay, three things you should never say. School supplies.
Oh, no!
What's wasting good beer money?
What?
So you would never say school supplies. What and waste good beer money?
Yeah.
You never say that to your kid.
Really? Well, go ahead, son. Take a poke at the babysitter. I did. sure, son. You can do anything you want to do when you grow up. But I'm guessing it will involve wearing a paper hat.
All right, then.
It says, wait until your real father gets home.
Right, exactly.
I don't know about that. I'm lost.
If I may just intrude for a moment, it's Rick Jones of Goldberg Jones in the Robin and Maynard Lounge. You know, it's fun now, but when it isn't, 1-800-DIVORCE. Just saying. And now here's a little Robin and Maynard chunk that I personally selected.
Outstanding.
When did you first feel any kind of attraction to Villy?
Well, there was an emotional attraction late in the year. We just had bonded. We have similar interests and...
Hello, Barbara. Barbara, it's me. The director of 2020. I'm a big-time director, and I'm talking in your little earpiece.
I did suspect, I knew definitely.
Barbara, this hot little honey is nuttier than a bag of cashews. Ask her when she first thought about having Junior Shiner apples.
So, Villy had been one more student in your class, coming on to you more and more. And then what happened?
I didn't want to disrespect his feelings for me.
Let's blow over all this love crap and get to some good hot monkey business.
I felt a very deep love for him. Intellectually, you have that
blah, blah, blah.
Closeness. Emotionally,
blah,
you have
blah,
it.
Blah, blah. Let's steam it up!
As the year passed, Mary spent more and more time with Villy, helping him to develop his gift for drawing.
Drawing.
Gift for drawing.
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 No, drawing.
Drawing. What happened? What was that step?
There was a kiss, and I thought, that's okay.
And then it goes from that to this very intimate sexual relationship.
Baby, let's have some smoking hot teacher talk.
I kind of thought, why can't it ever just be a kiss?
Was it very passionate?
Pot pie?
Manured?
Anchors away, sailor.
Toodaloo.
Original music was composed and conducted by William Lava. This is Jimmy Wallington speaking and inviting you to listen again next Friday when RCA Victor presents
The Robin and Maynard Program. We'll see you there.
That's all, folks.
Hello? Hello? Music, please. Yes, take one. No trumpets, please. Otherwise, no good. The Robin and Maynard Show is a production of this station. This is your studio announcer and piano man. You ruined it.
Oh, come on.
You stopped the music.
Come on.
This is your studio announcer.
Oh.
Again?
Uh-oh.